Let's come ourselves now to God's Word. Let's go back to 1 Peter, where we read 1 Peter chapter 1. And obviously, we're on a theme of ageing today. And it was a bit sobering to me when I handed out to the children three pictures of me, one when I was at school and two when I was at university, and they didn't recognise me at all. My, how I've changed. There's a good reason for that. 1 Peter 1 and verse 24. For all men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord stands forever. This is one of the most difficult subjects for us as human beings to face up to, and often we don't really face up to how we are aging in a very effective way. We have all kinds of ways of evading having to think about it seriously. Now, I'm quite used to comparisons between myself and Margaret. I quite often get told how young Margaret looks, and the implication in that I sometimes take to mean that compared to her, you look awfully old, Roddy. Then I feel insecure, and I think, are they saying, why is a young woman like Margaret married to an old man like you? Or maybe at the other hand, I sometimes feel very vain and think, yes, I'm still a handsome guy who can pull the young woman, sort of thing. These are the sort of ridiculous things that we think to ourselves, aren't they? It's a load of nonsense. But the fact is, when we're getting older, often our thinking doesn't keep up with the fact that we are getting older. So we always recognise it as good to be youthful in the way we think. But at the same time, sometimes we can be unrealistic. By that I mean we have illusions of ourselves that mean that we don't really come to terms with the truth about our ageing. For example, how many of you here think that you can still do a cartwheel? When did you last do a cartwheel? You know, it's like when we were kids, we could do cartwheels. And so we get in our heads the idea that we can do cartwheels. We might think that we could still do cartwheels when in fact the last time we did a cartwheel might have been 40 years ago. And maybe we couldn't do a cartwheel now. Maybe we could, of course, which would be to our great credit. But maybe not. Our thinking doesn't keep up. We're getting older. And sometimes it's to do with clothes. You know, we look at, like my wedding photo, I think, yeah, I could still fit that suit, or I could still fit that dress. And the truth is different. The truth is that we have sagged in places and our bodies have changed shape. Or as men sometimes, we think to ourselves, yeah, one day I'll do that. One day I'll get round to that job. One day I'll take that job, or one day I'll take that trip. And we've got these things in our minds, and we've had them for a long time. When we were young men, we had this ambition that we would do certain things, and we've still got that, but actually we know it's too late, and the time's passed. We delay accepting the inevitable fact of our aging. Sometimes people say, well, I'm going to have a good time now and I'll grow up later. I don't know if there's many people in the congregation here this morning that are thinking like that. I'm having my good time just now. I'll take things seriously later. But these are the kinds of things that we do in our minds to try and avoid just looking eyeball to eyeball with our own mortality and with our own aging. The fact is the Word of God, all men are like grass. And actually, it doesn't take the Bible to tell us that, but we need the Bible to make us face it as a reality seriously. Grass comes through the ground in the springtime, fresh and sweet and lush and green. And it grows for a time. And for a time it holds its own. And then as the seasons pass, it withers and it fades and it dies. And that is what man is like by nature as well. Man has his seasons. You have your seasons and I have my seasons. Are we facing up to those seasons in life? And what season in life are we in just now? I want this morning to think just briefly about three things that have to do with aging. And I want to start by thinking about just body, mind and soul. I want to think about that. And then we're going to think about what God's word says. And then we're going to think about being born again. So three things. Body, mind and soul. Or body, mind and spirit. This sentence, all men are like grass, it refers to us as whole people, body, mind and spirit, and to the changes that take place in us. Now, we're very conscious of the seasons changing just now. It's suddenly, in the last few days, become very autumnal. I don't know if autumn is a season you like. It's certainly not my favourite season. I'm a spring person and a summer person, most definitely. I like warmth. I like light and I like to be dry. And yes, there are positives about autumn and there are positives about winter, but in my mind they're far outweighed by the negatives. So this point in the year is not the most encouraging point for me, because the seasons I really like are past now, and I'll have to wait a while before they come again. But I can also ask myself, what season of life am I in myself? Am I in the springtime of life? Am I in the summer of life? Am I in the autumn of life? Late summer? Is that pushing it a bit? Early autumn, perhaps? And I look at myself, and we can all do this. In body and mind and spirit, the leaves are turning. The obvious one is my hair. It's either gone or it's going grey. That's changed a lot from those pictures that I showed the children. My skin. I hate looking at my skin because it's getting wrinkly and it's not as supple as it was. My memory. My memory is just not quite as sharp for things like numbers and for quotations. Facts, just not quite as sharp as it was. It's harder to remember things. Fitness. You know that I like to go out on my bike. But the thing is, I can see the decline in my fitness, even though I work just as hard. My peak heart rate isn't so high. My times for the circuits that I do are getting slower. The hills apparently seem to be getting steeper, but really they're not. It's harder. Eyesight. I've recently bought myself my first pair of reading glasses. Now that really was a depressing thing to have to do. And I'm even starting to use them. They sat there for a few weeks before I started to use them. But things are changing. Enthusiasm. Enthusiasm is not so easy to muster as it used to be for things. Things especially that you've tried in the past and they haven't worked, or you've been disappointed in, it's harder to muster enthusiasm to try again. Turning over a new leaf in life, or reforming your life, is not as easy either for me. I'm not as optimistic now as I used to be about what I can achieve by my own effort in making myself a better person. Not as optimistic. Habits. I've got more bad habits than I've ever had, so I'm told. And yet I'm less aware of them. My sins are more subtle, more deceitful. My heart more self-deluding more full of conceits, more full of vain illusions. This is aging. This is the reality of it. This is the grass when it's past its best. The flowers of the field are fading. Not my favourite season. What about you? That's the reality of ageing. But then there's God's Word. God's Word is referred to here. Verse 25, the Word of the Lord stands forever. And again in verse 23, the living and enduring Word of God. God's Word lives. God's Word endures. God's Word stands forever. It's not like us. We are like grass. But God's Word is eternal. Ever fresh. Ever new. And because it's ever fresh and ever new, God's Word can be fresh to us every day. Our experience of God's Word to us can be a fresh experience every day. Our use of God's Word can always be like springtime or summertime. Is God's Word to you still fresh and verdant pasture, bright with colour, sweet with flowers? Let me ask that of you. Is the appeal of God's Word still fresh? Or has it faded? Do you no longer really relish it? Is it something that's just for Sunday? Is the Word of God, in your mind, past its best? Because if it is, it's not the Word of God that is the problem. It's your attitude towards it. Because God's Word doesn't have seasons. Paul tells Timothy to preach God's Word in season and out of season. But it's not that God's Word has seasons, it's that the way that we receive it has seasons. Sometimes people are eager. I'm reading just now about the Welsh Revival in 1904. And I'm just so challenged, because it presents a time when people were receiving God's Word with such hunger and such reality and such power. And I compare it to our own time and age here, and it's so different. God's Word is always fresh, always new, but the way people relate to it sometimes becomes jaded and faded and lifeless. And what Word are we talking about? Well, the Word, verse 25, that was preached to us. This is the Word that was preached to you. And what is that Word? That Word is what Romans 10 says. This Word that is near you. It's in your mouth and in your heart. That if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's the Word that we're proclaiming. That we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord. We believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead. That Word, that living Word, that Word of life, that Word of salvation, that Word of eternal life. God's Word is timeless. Our seasons are passing, but God's Word is timeless. And the same powerful, piercing Word that was preached on the day of Pentecost by the man who wrote this letter, Peter, which got through to the hearts of thousands of people, and which brought them in sorrowing repentance to recognize that they had crucified their Lord, and to seek his forgiveness and to receive it, and to receive with it the Holy Spirit and eternal life. That Word that was preached with that power is the same Word that is here this morning, and it's the same Word that's been preached all around the world today, that's piercing hearts and changing lives in many places across the world today. But what about in us? Because we are fading. We are grass. Our seasons are passing. God's word is timeless. God's word is eternally fresh. But if in our mind it is fading too, if in our mind we're losing interest, then we're in deep, deep trouble. Deep trouble. Because then we'll have nothing. Nothing at all that is permanent in our lives. If we're not listening to God's word, and if we're not receiving the gospel of Jesus that it contains, then we're in deep trouble. If our interest in God's word is fading, then what else is there that can comfort us in the aging of our lives? What else is there that can give us permanence and security and a future and a hope as we look at ourselves declining like the grass? There's never a time to neglect or to ignore God's word. The word of God stands forever. We are like grass. And if we want to stand forever, then we need to hear this word. And this word speaks to us finally about being born again. Verse 23 there, you have been born again, says Peter. You've been born again. Well, we are aging. And aging may seem like a final, like a depressing subject, like a slow robbery. But in the midst of us aging and being like grass and getting older, God's word of life, God's word of resurrection comes to us. Jesus is the risen Lord and Savior. And at any point, you and I can receive Jesus Christ, the risen Lord and Savior, into our lives and receive His word into our lives. And it will be like new seed. New seed that begins to bring a completely new life into our lives that will never end. That's what verse 23 says. You've been born again, not of perishable seed. Seed that grows and then fades like grass, but of imperishable through the living and enduring word of God. If we receive this word of the risen Jesus into our lives, and if we hungrily consume it and believe it and trust it, then it's like seed that is imperishable. It produces in us a life that doesn't age, that doesn't fade, that lasts forever. We physically can be withering and aging like the grass, but then the word of life comes to us. The word of Jesus Christ, the risen Savior, comes to us, and we believe it, and we take Jesus as our own. And what happens? We have life. We have new life, resurrection life, eternal life. We're born again. It's a new birth, but it's a birth to eternal life, a life that never ends. So Paul writes like this in 2 Corinthians 4. He says, we have treasure, he says, in jars of clay. The jars of clay are our bodies. All flesh is like grass. That's the jars of clay. But we have treasure. The treasure is the life we have in Jesus Christ. And so he says, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we're being renewed every day. So, says Paul, we fix our eyes not on what is seen. We don't place our hope and our trust and our confidence in the physical body, which is getting old and fading. We don't fix our eyes on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen, the body, is temporary. What is unseen, the life of Jesus in me, is eternal. That's what we fix our eyes on. And if we have this new birth, this new life, then the fact that we're aging as people, biologically, physically, doesn't matter so much. Because we know that there's another clock, not like this clock on the wall here. And as I speak, you can see that second hand swinging round. That's your aging. That's the time of your biological, your physical life passing. But we've got another clock. another clock whose pendulum swings, but whose hands stay still. They never move. They're eternal. The clock of eternal life, it just keeps showing always the time is new. The time is fresh. The time is now. The time is life with God forevermore. There's no aging from God's word to us in Jesus Christ. There's no aging. There's no aging of the life of the Spirit. There's no aging in the life that we have with God. God's mercies are new every morning. So what I see in the mirror is thankfully not the whole story. And it's not even the main story for me as a Christian, because I have been born again. And the mirror doesn't show that. But in my spirit, I know it. That's the difference that the Lord Jesus Christ makes. When we receive his word of life into our lives, we're born again. We may look in the mirror and we see the evidence of our mortality, of us being like grass. But then we look into the mirror of God's word and we see the evidence of us being made to live forever in the image of Jesus, born again with life that lasts forevermore. This is the life we need to receive from Jesus. This is the life that will never be taken away. This is the life in which we can live with God forevermore. God, help each one of us to have that life. And if we haven't got it yet, to seek that life from him. He'll gladly give it to us. And we'll be born again, not of perishable seed, but imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. God help us. Amen.